But Sthenelos, the son of Capaneus, made a retort. Atrides, why distort things when you know well how to be just? We say we are far better men than our fathers were. Not they, but we took Thebes of the Seven Gates, leading a smaller force against a heavier wall, but heeding signs the gods had shown, and helped by Zeus. Our fathers? Their own recklessness destroyed our fathers. Rate them less than equal to ourselves. Now rugged Diomedes, with a frown, turned and said, Old horse, be still. Believe me, I do not take this ill from the Lord Marshal Agamemnon. He must goad the Achaeans to combat, for the glory goes to him if his detachments cut the Trojans down and take their powerful city, as the anguish goes to him also if his men are slain. Come, both of us should put our minds on valor. As he said this, he bounded from his car in full armor, and the bronze about his chest rang as he hit the ground, a captain roused. Even a stout heart would have feared him then. As down upon a shore of echoing surf, big waves may run under a freshening west wind, looming first on the open sea and riding shoreward to fall on sand in foam and roar, around all promontories crested surges making a briny spume inshore. So now formations of Danaans rose and moved relentlessly toward combat. Every captain called to his own. The troops were mainly silent. You could not have believed so great a host, with war cries in its heart, was coming on in silence, docile to its officers. And round about upon the soldiers shone the figured armor buckled on for war. The Trojans were not silent. Like the flocks that huddle countless in a rich man's pens, waiting to yield white milk, and bleating loud continually as they hear their own lambs cry, just so the war cry of the Trojans rose through all that army, not as a single note, not in a single tongue, but mingled voices of men from many countries. This great army Ares urged on, the other gray-eyed Athena, terror and rout and hate insatiable, sister in arms of man-destroying Ares, frail at first, but growing till she rears her head through heaven as she walks the earth. Once more she sowed ferocity, traversing the ranks of men, redoubling groans and cries. When the long lines met at the point of contact, there was a shock of bull's hide, battering pikes and weight of men in bronze.